Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook, all rights reserved. This is a work of fiction about a public figure who, in seeking the highest office in the land, has opened himself up to all manners of ridicule and satire. This is also a cautionary tale about the law of unintended consequences when someone who has no experience except the pursuit of power finally gets it at the cost of his very humanity and soul. This book, or any portion thereof, may not be reproduced or used in any manner without the express written permission of the publisher, except for the use of brief quotations in a book review or scholarly journal. It is dedicated to American-Canadian conservative Manningite populist wannabe demagogue and harpercrit extraordinaire Andrew Scheer. Mr. Scheer, without your endless supply of lies, disinformation, and mind-buggeringly stupid failures of omission, this work of fiction would never have been possible, and hopefully by its publishing, it never becomes a reality either. Forward. The dictionary defines hypocrisy as the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. Here are just some of the lies, disinformation, and mind-buggeringly stupid omissions that came out by, through, and about Canadian conservative leader Andrew Scheer since the election began September 11th, 2019. Number 1. Lied about the RCMP investigating Justin Trudeau. Number 2. Lied about the efficiency of carbon taxes. Number 3. Lied about the UK sending a pedophile to Canada. Number 4. Lied about the Liberals imposing new tax on home purchases. Number 5. Posted fake photo to make it look like Justin Trudeau was meeting with extreme right and racist activist Faith Goldie. Number 6. Posted photo deliberately misquoting Rick Mercer. Number 7. Lied about being an insurance broker. Number 8. Misrepresented his university degree. Number 9. Lied about how Canada's foreign aid is spent. Number 10. Lied about the federal government taxing 94% of all new income made. Number 11. Lied about immigrants jumping the queue. Number 12. Misrepresented his platform position on maternity and paternity leaves, falsely claiming the benefits would be tax-free. Number 13. Falsely represented tax loopholes for rich citizens as support for small businesses. Number 14. Lied by omission, not declaring his U.S. citizenship. Number 15. Ran commercial implying price of gas in Quebec would go up by 30 cents a liter because of the federal carbon tax. Quebec is exempt from the federal carbon tax. Number 16. Lied about the support for the carbon tax among Canadian population. Number 17. Lied about the Liberals having a plan to legalize all drugs. Number 18. Lied about the Liberals giving a tax cut to millionaires. Number 19. Helped spread fake Trudeau sex scandal. Number 20. Misrepresented how Parliament works and who can legitimately form a government. And that was just during the election. Since then, we've found out Mr. Andrew Scheer has been accepting money from the party for his kids' private school and a whole bunch of other problems that they're still investigating. Quite frankly, we're going to find out about a whole lot of stuff from this guy as time goes on. But to avoid any confusion about the fictional and satirical nature of the book and the materials that are in this audio, this is also the last time he will be mentioned fully by name.